And even if the majority of industrial goods are useless, if we make a point about it, we are anyway cut out of the voracious system. And the more immortal the traces we can leave can be, the more we can be mortally wiped out. And the dilemma is that if our wealth is in the capitalist state, our health is in the ecological nature. And we get exhausted in conceiving a creature, yet it is in this creature that we hope to get an unexpected relief. And there is a pragmatic scheme which regiments us, and there is a spiritual scheme which, by seconding our intuition, elevates us. Why accelerate if we can accomplish the same route at a natural pace and get far more enriched? And completeness is fulfilling both the natural development of our mind and body. And celebrities are but the quintessential manifestation of what contemporary media leads humanity to. And we ought to always adhere to our own nature as the mainstream elevates and ditches accordingly. And escaping anything sophisticated, what the real poet seek is to get stuck in a natural dimension. And too many are the things that ought to be done, but the priority should always be our nature first. And it isn't about getting isolated, but about staying compact and face the catastrophe that social dissipation will inevitably cause. And the most active solitude can be the modality with which a most passive society can be analyzed. And we ought to get sophisticated not because it is necessary, but because of a lack of simplicity that general sophistication is bringing about. The more cities, the villages become, the bigger the abyss for its citizens. And in the end, the greatest anarchist, when stripped of their nature, make it the biggest fascist. And rather than vandalizing the products of consumer society, it is more intelligent to abstain from them. And the very intervention we do on the landscape explain the unexplainable diseases of our human nature. And civilization with its industrial heart is a continuous chain of doing and undoing without reaching any settlement. And in diminishing our dominance over nature, we ought to make sure we don't create a dependency over the system. And it isn't about disliking one certain kind of authority, but it is about disliking all sorts of authorities. And our role is limited to educate those who want to be educated out of the hierarchical society and back to a natural one. And lastly, our bureaucratic stability is the cause of our inner instability until we become socially unstable again. And what the common man finds as a natural remedy, the civilized man is completely alien about. And certainly not borrowing any schemes, only by learning ourselves to second our nature, we can regenerate it. and the mega machine keeps on working and the nature keeps on being destroyed, and only beginning with our humanness we can become counter machines. And the main question is, how can there be a sacrifice if already the whole of nature is being sacrificed in name of progress? And recurrently we ought to simulate a loss of our freedom in order to really appreciate it. And the less we turn philosophical, the less we consume, the more we will get consumed. And automation in the end may be only a one-time process enabling us to take control of our human process for the rest of time. And machines may be applied to extend the good intentions of men, but are often used to extend those intentions that are either harmful to other men or the environment. And by quantifying our credentials, we are left with a bunch of certificates and no one to really respect us or evolve with. And one thing is to communicate our findings based on other findings, and another thing is to impose oneself as the authority of these findings. And there is nothing new concerning the struggle to freedom, other than it's more and more difficult to accomplish it and more difficult to realize it is needed. And if only there was a nature to regulate people within what is necessary, there wouldn't be the need of any artificial government to regulate all the surplus. And everyone is free to adhere to any ideal, yet only adhering to nature we can think of fully freeing it. And with our own rhythm we progress, and with the rhythm of the machine we exhaust our nature to the point of no return. And the only way to guarantee our autonomy against any big organization is to put our body and soul into the organization of local ecologies. And the sign that our nature is moving forward is that our reputation within the social hierarchy is going backward. And whether it is based on collaboration, any institution reaching out of its locality can quickly turn into the tool of autocracy. And libertarian is only a compromise with the fact that anarchy cannot be achieved unless everyone turns to it. And the real battle is not between political parties, but between political parties and the anarchist movement. And everywhere and everyone has its character, and that is its wilderness. And those who would be most prolific in nature ought to starve in any industrial regiment. And it doesn't come automatically, but one ought to get the rhythm of nature in one's own blood. And at last we shall aim to be the leaders of lifeboats, and certainly not the captain of the ship. And there is only one type of progress, and that is the way in which the machine tricks us into believing it is taking care of us and our nature. And there is never an end to the perfection of the machine, but our very end as humans. And the more the machine evolves, the more power gets centralized, and the more individual ought to hack the machine in order to regain their integrity. And no matter how much worse it can get, our main objective is to foment and deliver humanity to humans getting less human. And in order to be culturally edible, one ought to be certified by an academic industry that is like a greenhouse and therefore doesn't deliver any real nourishment. And despite the futile oppositions, the trend is to get more and more onto the same ship, unaware that if it sinks, everyone will sink. And catastrophes are just the result of an environment that wants to get catastrophe proof. And rough and instant can be our creative outcome, yet most longsome is the curatorship we have to undertake in order to communicate it. Everything is a given, but some digging in the history of the poor will show otherwise. And in our mechanized world, one perspective is missing, and that is that of the one trying to rely on his faculties alone. And as soon as we realize that autumn has come, it is in fact winter. And it is by now the rule of thumb that as media changes, human content ought to reshape itself accordingly. The compact, the better, while the broader is the ambition, the more devastating is the defeat. And if domination was always present, its magnitude has increased exponentially so that not only an individual but the whole planet is suffering.